always know that when you play Syracuse, particularly in their building, it's going to be loud, it's going to be physical, it's going to be fast. Where do you think things went wrong tonight?
First of all, like our first 5 minutes, I don't think we're ready to play and ready to compete like as much as they were. And when you face the first team in the division or in the conference, I'm not sure with Charlotte, but you cannot have these starts. And I think like when you trail back 2-0 after like three or four minutes, it's really hard to come back against one of the best teams in the league.
But the rest of that first period, it seemed like you guys really kind of got on your skates and were putting the pressure on. Was it just hard to find open lanes, create space, and get into their zone?
We competed quite good after we took a timeout, but they were a really good team out there, and like sometimes like it's gonna be tighter and less space than other games. So when these situations happen, you just have to keep it simple and just like play the right way and stuff like that. I know it sounds cliche, but that's the right recipe and that's the good way to do it. They were doing it, so we tried maybe to do too much a bit, and with the young roster that we have, like it's deadly. So I think that's what happened.
Particularly as one of the leaders on this team, are there challenges in keeping up morale in the room coming down the stretch here in the last couple of games of the season, or are guys reacting well and getting up for every game?
Well, I think like for an older guy like me, right now we have a really young roster, and I think it's like for a lot of guys a good showcase in the sense that like we have these young guys have opportunity right now that maybe they will never have again in their life. So might as well like we all fighting, we all like playing for like yourself, yes, but like the team as well. But I think I just tried like to stay positive, even like if it's really hard like right now, like we're not winning much game lately, but just like be a pro, like know that it's not junior anymore, and just try to be positive and play the right way and show a good example.
You might not be reflecting on the whole season yet, but as a whole, it's your first season with Laval. What are the big things that you're going to take away from your personal game and just being with this team this season?
From a personal view, I think coming here with Laval, like I learned a lot still. It's good for myself that it proved to myself that I'm not like I'm getting into my peaks, my best year. So I'm still learning. I'm not like done like evolving, so I think that's the right way, and I'm still learning. I'm listening. I have my both ears wide open with the coaching stuff that we have right now. Where they're really details, and I can bring that to my game. It's gonna make me a better hockey player.
And what does it mean to you being selected as the team's Man of the Year award winner and nominee?
I think like that's always nice to have individual honors. With the Laval Rocket, they were good. Like they really had a lot of things outside the rink, even if it's like practice with the kids, or they had a reading, a new thing that they had. I don't remember the name in French, but so it was just great to give back to the community. And I remember when I was younger, when the older hockey guys that I was looking up, like they came and like talked to us, I was really like I really always appreciate it. So I tried to just give back the same way. No problem.